Nolte, mandates are especially stupid when the vaccinated can spread coronavirus. By John Nolte on January 7, 2022. Now that we know the vaccine does not stop the spread of the coronavirus, there really is no point to these fascist vaccine passports and mandates. That's not to say that there ever was a justification for vaccine passports and mandates. As I'll explain below, these actions have never made a lick of scientific sense. But now that we know that vaccinated people can still transmit and catch the China flu, these segregationist policies are truly outrageous. Don't get me wrong, the Trump vaccine is still a miracle. Thanks to the former president's Operation Warp Speed, instead of waiting 5 years, in less than 1 year, we were given access to a vaccine that dramatically reduces COVID symptoms, which is saving people from a lot of unnecessary miseries and hospitalizations and deaths. So hurrah for the vaccine. But what the vaccine doesn't do is stop a vaccinated person from 1. Catching COVID or 2. Infecting others with COVID. It appears as though there's a reduced chance the vaccinated will catch or transmit the virus. But the bottom line is that the vaccinated can still catch and transmit the virus. So if that's the case, what is the rationale for forcing people to get vaccinated? What's the justification for discriminating against their right to go to a restaurant or gym? If both the vaccinated and unvaccinated can spread the virus, why discriminate against the unvaccinated when they overwhelmingly only hurt themselves? If both the vaccinated and unvaccinated can catch the virus, why discriminate against the unvaccinated? Other than naked bigotry and bullying, there is no rationale for this discrimination. Some healthcare professionals are finally, in my opinion, looking at the coronavirus in the correct way, which is accepting the reality that eventually we are all going to catch it. Now that the world has largely reopened and a new, highly contagious variant is here, avoiding COVID-19 completely is no longer a realistic long-term plan, says Dr. Megan Ranney, an emergency medicine physician and associate dean of Brown University's School of Public Health. There is a high likelihood that most of us will catch COVID at some point, Ranney says. The goal of the vaccines is to delay that as long as possible, and then to make it so that, if and when we do catch COVID, it is as mild as possible. So why the ongoing discrimination and segregation? One might argue that the fact the vaccinated are less likely to catch or spread the China flu is a good enough reason. But why? No one can explain to me why that's a good reason. Some argue about straining the healthcare system, which makes zero sense. The worst COVID outbreak by far was in New York City early last year. But if you recall, that healthcare system handled it. The makeshift hospitals then President Trump put in place were never used. And honestly, how strained can our healthcare system be when hospitals and clinics are literally firing hundreds of healthcare professionals for refusing to get vaccinated? Whatever the disparity is between the vaccination and unvaccinated when it comes to transmission and infection rates, we're probably never going to achieve zero COVID. Whether it's a gym or restaurant full of the vaccinated or the unvaccinated, the virus is still going to spread. And even if that wasn't the case, even if the vaccine did stop transmission and infection, it still makes zero sense to discriminate against the unvaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you're vaccinated. So what do you care if someone at the next table is unvaccinated? How does another person's vaccination status affect you? It doesn't. If you're wearing a hazmat suit, you're wearing a hazmat suit. If other people walk around without a hazmat suit, you're still in the hazmat suit. After 2 years of this, we all know the risks, and we also know the vaccinated and unvaccinated alike can infect us. So why does it matter who is or isn't in the gym or restaurant? Why does it matter who you invite over for Christmas? We also know that the only people taking a serious risk are the unvaccinated. Sure, some vaccinated people are dying and landing in the hospital, but at nowhere near the rate of the unvaccinated. If the unvaccinated want to take these risks, let them. I'm vaccinated, I'm pretty confident I'll catch this thing eventually, so what do I care who I catch it from? What do you care? These mandates and passports are pure political persecution and part of the overall plan to make the unvaccinated dig in and remain unvaccinated. The uglier the organized left gets in their dehumanization and persecution campaigns against the unvaccinated, who they see as Trump supporters, the more dug in the unvaccinated get and the more they die. And it's working. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.